Morning. Today's daf and brachos chav zayin. We're in chav vav amud beis, about 12 lines from the bottom of the amud. We are beginning this morning, finishing up a brisa. Ezi mincha gedola. What is mincha gedola? We started yesterday the fourth parak of the Masechta, and we moved transitioned in the Masechta from Shema to Shmona Esrei. First three parakim of the Masechta dealt with the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and now as we're in the fourth parak, we started the mitzvah of the Amidah in Shmona Esrei. Fourth parak is going to be a more technical discussion of when to daven. Fifth parak is going to be a little bit more of how to daven, kavana. So that's the discussion we started with yesterday in the Mishnah yesterday, the first Mishnah of the fourth parak. So we opened up with when to daven Shmon Esrei. There are three Shmon Esreis that are said daily: Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. The three Shmon Esreis are said exactly when. So the Mishnah brought down a debate on each of these tefillas. The only one that's not debated is Maariv. As far as Shacharis is concerned, so you have until Chatzos, according to the Tanakam, and according to Rav Yehuda, you have till 4 hours into the day. For Mincha, so the Tanakam says you had Ad Ha'erev, and you have until, now I'll say evening, but we saw the Rashi yesterday. Rashi says, Chashecha, I quoted the Rabbeinu Yonah yesterday, it's Shkias Acham until sunset. And Rabbi Yehuda says you have it up until the point of Plaga Mincha to be determined what that is in just a moment. And finally, you add Maariv. And Maariv is Ein Lakeva. The Mishnah says that it does not have a fixed time. That's what the simple pshat of the Mishnah is. We're going to come back to that in a little bit later this morning. As far as Musaf is concerned, the Mishnah says Musaf is Kol Hayom. Now, in the Mishnah, we had in parentheses the words Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ad Sheva Shaos. You will see later on this morning that that line is correct, but it doesn't belong in the Mishnah, and we will go over that, why that is, a little bit later on. As far as what we've seen yesterday, very basic discussion in the Gemara yesterday, regarding Tashlumim, this idea that you can make up a tefillah in the event that you missed it, ba'ones, many details over there. And number two is tefillah keneged the avos or tefillah keneged karbonos. This idea that we're davening three times a day. So what is it representative of? So there are two opinions amongst the Amoraim. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina says that it's a keneged avos, and Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi says it's keneged the tamidim. Now the avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and we went through yesterday the psukim. Avram instituted Shacharis, Yitzchak, Mincha, and Yaakov Maariv. As far as Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi is concerned, it's keneged the tamidim. It corresponds to the carbon tamid that are brought daily. Now there are only two carbon tamids that are brought daily, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. So the idea that there's a third tefillah, so that's a little bit, it's a little bit curious. The Gemara said, well, you know, at night we do burn the Avarim and Padarim. We burn the fats and the limbs of the Karbanos. So that could somehow be related, connected to Maariv. Okay, we'll come back a little bit to that as well a little bit later on. Okay, with all that stated, now let's pick it up yesterday from where we left off yesterday. We were towards the end of this long brisa. We had a brisa supporting each of the positions. One supporting Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, the other supporting Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Ezu mincha gedola, what is mincha gedola? Misheshos mechzel lamala. So as far as mincha gedola is concerned, so it starts 6.5 hours into the day. Again, we all know this, but just to make sure that we're all on the same page. In terms of the hours of the day, so the day is divided from morning until evening. Okay, machlokes amoraim, exactly. Machlokes achronim, sorry. Exactly when the morning, when we're gauging by. Are we gauging by dawn? Are we gauging by sunrise? Let's right now say it simple. I'll say it like the Vilna Gaon. Then we're going to go from sunrise to sunset. We break up the day into 12 units. We'll call them hours, but as we know, if it's not an equinox, if it's a solstice, it's not exactly 60-minute hour. And so when we're talking about now mincha gedola, it's sheish sha'os u'mechza ulamala. 6.5 hours. So that means to say that, again, if you just give an example of a day which is a perfect day from 6 to 6, so that would be now 12:30 in the afternoon. So ve'ezi mincha ketana. Now, in terms of mincha ketana, what is the time mincha ketana? Miteisha sha'os u'mechza ulamala. So that would be 9.5 hours into the day. On the clock, that would be 3:30. Now, ibayilahu. Okay, so the Gemara now has given us all the times of the day. Question on the table is as follows. Rabbi Yehuda, plaga mincha, kama kamar, o plaga mincha, achrona kamar. So the Gemara says, now Rabbi Yehuda says plaga mincha. Here's what we know. We know that plag means to divide. And so what Rabbi Yehuda is now pointing to is to take a mincha time, but there are two mincha times now, every afternoon. There's the gedola from 12:30 to 3:30, and then there's the katana from 3:30 to 6 p.m. So we have two to work with. And Rav Yehuda says we're going to take one of those two and you're going to divide in half. And whatever the midpoint is of one of those two, that's going to be the last time one can say mincha. Is he talking about the mincha gedola, the plag of mincha gedola, or the plag of mincha ketana? Tashma, the Gemara says the time. So we have a braisa. Rav Yehuda Amar, plag of mincha, achrona amru, v'hi yud al shas chasa revia. Oh, so the braisa here says it very clearly. That Rav Yehuda's plag of mincha, in terms of the last time that one can say mincha, is going to be the second, the mincha ketana, that is going to be divided into two. So that means to say we're going to take the period from 3:30 to 6. We're going to divide that in half. So again, in a perfect day, so that would be, now you're talking about 2.5 hour window. So now taking that dividing to a half, that's an hour and a quarter. An hour and a quarter on each side. So there'll be an hour and a quarter before sunset. Sunset's at 6 p.m. on a perfect day. So we're talking 4:45. Or the way the Gemara says it, Yud Aleph Shavuos Chasa Revia. It's 11 hours minus a quarter. Okay, so it would be on a perfect day, 4:45. Why is he pointing to plag mincha as the last time? So it could very well be that he connects it with the karbanos, and it could be that regarding the karban, that to him would represent the last time he could bring the karban. Okay. Name it to Yufta de Rav Yosef Rebbe Chanina. Now the Gemara says, now this last price that we just quoted, which is clearly connecting the times of Shemona Esrei to the karban. So for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, it's perfect. But what if you're holding like Rav Yosef Rebbe Chanina, that the tefillos are connected to the avos? What do you say at that point in time? So I'm lecha Rav Yosef Rebbe Chanina, lo olam em lecha tefillos avon tignum, v'as mechin rabban on karbanos. So as far as Rav Yosef Rebbe Chanina, the defense would sound something like this. The institution of the tefillos are done by the avos. Period. Avram, Shacharis, Yitzchak, Mincha, Yaakov, Mariv, etc., etc. In terms of the times, so what the Chachamim did in terms of fixing the times of these tefillos, is that they would just simply pattern themselves after the karbanos. But it's not the karbanos which are the mechayev and the source in terms of tefillah. It's the avos. The karbanos are just giving us a framework of time. Dilo tema hachi tefillas mosav l'Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chanina man takna, ela tefillas avos tiknum vasmechum rabban karbanos. And you have to say something like that. Because mosav, what is mosav in terms of the avos? We ran out of avos. Right? We don't have any more. So Mosav is not corresponding to the Avos. Mosav clearly is Keneged Karbanos. And so therefore, even according to Rabbi Yossi Rebbe Chanina, there has to be a hybrid of both the Avos in terms of sourcing the Tfilos, but you also have to say that there is the Karbanos as well, in terms of the Zmanim, and in terms of Mosav. You have to say that. Continuing in the Gemara, we're on the bottom of Chavav Amid Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Adar B'Shaos. Okay, and Rabbi Yehuda, now we're back to Shacharis, and the last time one could say Shacharis. So you have, it's a machlokis in the Mishnah, Tanakhama says Ad Chatzos until midday, and Rabbi Yehuda says Ar B'Shaos. Ibai Lu, the Gemara now asks the following question. Ad V'Ad B'Chlal, Dimalo Ad, Ad V'Lo Ad B'Chlal. And here we get to one of the most basic questions of Shas. It comes up numerous times throughout Shas, and that is what we say until. So are we including that point or no? It's up to but not including. And so Tashma, the Gemara says, come in here, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ad Plaga Mincha. So we are going to gauge this question. Well, before we do the analysis of the Gemara, just to put it into simple terms now, that means as follows. Rabbi Yehuda says until 4 hours. Now, the fourth hour of the day goes from, again, I'm working with a perfect day, right? So 6 to 7 is hour number 1. 7 to 8 is hour number 2. 8 to 9 is hour number 3. And 9 to 10 would be hour number 4. So when we say up to, do we mean up to 8, but that's it? Or ad bechlal? Or is it including that fourth hour as well? And you have the totality of that fourth hour. Okay.
The fourth hour would be from 10 to 11?
No, the fourth hour would be from 9 to 10. Yes, right. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ad Plaga, I'm sorry. So that's the Gemara's question. So ad v'ad bechol, dema ad v'lo ad bechol. So tashma Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ad Plaga Mincha. So we are going to try to bring a proof based on the other Rabbi Yehuda, meaning the afternoon and Mincha. And Rabbi Yehuda says that you can daven up until Plaga Mincha. Now, think about it. If it's up to and not including, so then it's very good. Let's think about the shitas now in terms of Mincha. When do the Chachamim allow one to say Mincha? Until Shkia, until sunset. Now, Rav Yehuda says, nope, until Plaga Mincha. Now, we've already established that what is Plaga Mincha? It's right before an hour and a quarter till Shkia. Good. Now, if it's up to and not including, we have a difference between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. Chachamim say till 6 p.m. and Rav Yehuda says 4:45. Ela iamart advad bechlal. But if you're going to argue that's advad bechlal, so Rav Yehuda ain't a rabbanan. Now think about it. Rav Yehuda now is saying the same thing as the Chachamim. Rav Yehuda says you have until plaga mincha. Until means up to and including. So not only is it up to 4:45, but it's up to 4:45, including the plaga mincha period of time, which is from 4:45 to 6, which effectively is saying that according to Rav Yehuda, you have till 6. And what do the Chachamim say? You have till 6. Okay, so that's the same thing. So my advalo, so the Gemara says, Elamai, advalo advachlal, so I'm a seifa. So the Gemara says, okay, but let's stay on this track and let's see if this really works out. Because Vishal Musaf and Kol Hayom Rav Yehuda Amar Ad Sheva Shaos. Now, in terms of Musaf, the Braisa brings down a machlokus between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. According to Chachamim, you have all day. According to Rav Yehuda, you have until 7 hours. Vitanya. And then the Braisa says, what happens now if you have an overlap? Meaning in our Venn diagram of Musaf and Mincha, so there is going to be a point of overlap. So Mitzpal Shom Mincha V'Achakach Shom Musaf. So now what do I do? So it's interesting because on one hand, the Chiyuv of Musaf started already. The Chiyuv of Musaf already was in the morning. And it goes until the seventh hour. So now, in the event that I have the confluence of both Mincha and Musaf, so I should daven now Mincha. Why? Shizu Tadir V'Zuena Tadira. Because we have the rule of Tadir V'Sheino Tadir. Mincha's every day. Musaf's on occasion. Once a week. Right? Maybe sometimes a little bit more if there's a Rosh Chodesh, if there's a Yantiv. But still, Mincha's every day. So therefore, Dav Mincha and then Dav Musaf. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mispal Shom Musaf Achakach Shom Mincha Shizu Averes Vizu Eino Averes. And Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, but I have a counter consideration. And that is how much time is left for Musaf. Mm-hmm. So Rabbi Yehuda only has you davening Musaf until the seventh hour of the day. And according to the Chachamim, you have the whole day. So the Chachamim now could say, okay, you have the rest of the afternoon. According to Rav Yehuda, you only have until the end of the seventh hour. If I decide to daven Mincha now and then Musaf, I may miss Musaf. Okay, so therefore you have that consideration. That consideration obviously is only specific to Rav Yehuda. According to the Chachamim, you have the entire day. Anyway, here comes the proof now. So now, if we work with the assumption that it's up to and including Hainu Debishkachlu, Sheit Filos, Bahadeh Adadeh. So then I understand how you can have a confluence of Mincha and Musaf. Because 7 hours means up to and including the seventh hour. And so we're going from 12 to 1. And so from 12 to 1, there's a half an hour of the of overlap between Mincha and Musaf. But if I work with the position Ad V'lo Ad Bechlal, 7 hour means up to the seventh hour, meaning according to Rav Yehuda, when can I daven Musaf? Only till midday, only till noon. And that means now that there is never going to be a overlap period of time in which you're going to have Musaf and Mincha, because Mincha doesn't start until 12:30, according to everybody. So obviously over here, when he says seventh hour, he means up to and including the seventh hour. Elamai adva ad bechlal. So the Gemara says, okay, so Rav Yehuda means adva ad bechlal, it's up to and including. Okay, so now, for Shacharis, here's what we're at right now. It's 4 hours, meaning up until and including the fourth hour. So you could daven Shacharis from 9 to 10. When we're saying Musaf, it's up to and including the seventh hour. So you can daven Musaf, according to Rav Yehuda, until 1 o'clock, until 1 p.m. Okay, so that all works out really well, except Mincha. We already pointed out, for Mincha, it doesn't work out well. So Kasha Reisha, Ma'ika Ben Rav Yehuda L'Rabbanan. So, but if I say it's up to and including, so then we get to the Plaga Mincha of Mincha for Rav Yehuda. So what does that mean, Plaga Mincha? It means up to and including Plaga Mincha, which means 6 p.m., which is the same thing as the Chachamim. So Misvar is the high Plag Mincha, Plag Achrona Kamar, Plag Rishona Kamar, V'Hachi Kamar, Hema Nafik Plag Rishona Vayo, Plag Achrona, Michi Nafki, Yudav Shos, Chasa Riviya. So the Gemara says, when he says Plaga Mincha, here's what he meant. Again, we're talking about from 3:30 to 6 p.m. That's the Mincha Ketana window. And what we're saying is divide in half. When Rav Yehuda is pointing to Plaga Mincha, he's referring to the first half of that time. In other words, from 3:30 to 4:45. When he says Ad Plaga Mincha, what he means is until that Plaga Mincha. Meaning we're not backing up to Mincha Gedola, right? That's not up for consideration. But what we are doing is we're taking the 3:30 to 6 p.m. unit of time, and we're looking at the first half, not the second half. And so when he says Plaga Mincha, he means the first half, and he means now up to and including that unit of time from 3:30 to 4:45. Perfect. And now that's it. That's Ad Bechlal. and you can't daven anymore after that point in time. That's 4:45. And now there's a machlokas between the Tanakama and Rav Yehuda. Okay, really interesting. Tosfos over here, top Tosfos on the Amud, and he deals with the following. In our Mishnah, if you go back to yesterday's daf, and you look back at the first Mishnah, so the Zmanim of Tefillah, machlokas between the Chachamim and Rav Yehuda on each of the Tefillahs, on Shacharis, on Mincha, and on Musaf. If you look carefully at the Mishnah, so in the we have in the parentheses for Musaf, Rav Yehuda Amar Shevashaus, but it's in parentheses, which means it's not part of the Nusach HaMishnah. Now, it's correct information. The Braisa we just learned together tells us that according to Rav Yehuda, you have until the seventh hour. But it's not part of the Mishnah. Why doesn't the Mishnah bring it down as one of the points of differentiation between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim? Really interesting. Tosfos writes over here. Top Tosfos. V'logar sinan. Isa Seifa. Ema Seifa. V'shav v'chule she'enu b'mishnah. Shidiv Rav Yehuda Shamar Shav Shavos Eino B'Mishnah Ve'Yisharim Shigios B'Mishnah Umiyo B'Chos Farim Ha'Yishanim Eino. It doesn't belong in the Mishnah. V'Im Tom of Rabbi, and as far as Rabbi Yehuda's Nasi is concerned, Lama Lo Yisker Also B'Mishnah. So why didn't he add in the Mishnah? V'Yisharim Mishum Delo Sfir Le'Kavasei B'Ha Da'Amar Shav Shavos Ava B'Ha De'Kamar Arba Shavos Sfir Le'Kavasei Mishum De'Nam Be'Bechirta Kavasei Uvahi De'Plaga Mincha Nami Mishum Damrin Le'Kaman David Kamar Avad V'David Kaman Avad David Kaman Kamar Avad. So Tosfos over here says, look, as far as Shacharis is concerned, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda and Nasi include in the Mishnah. As far as Mincha is concerned, we also kind of pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. We'll talk more about that later this morning. And so therefore, it's included in the Mishnah. But as far as Musaf is concerned, so Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi did not want to include the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah because we don't pass on like him regarding Musaf. That's why it says Tosfos, it's not in the Mishnah. Okay. Continuing now in the Gemara where we left off, Amar Rav Nachman Afanami Tanina, Rav Yehuda Ben Ba'a Heid Chamisha Dvarim. We have a Mishnah, it's a Mishnah Adios, and it's going to corroborate this idea that's Ad V'Ad B'Chlal. And how do I know that? Based on the following, that Rav Yehuda Ben Ba'a testified on five things. And number one, Shemamana Misa Katana, that we're going to do Mian by Katana. Now take a look at the Rashi over here. I'm not going to go through the Rashi right now, but Rashi takes us through exactly when we're not only going to encourage, but we're going to be mitzava, we're going to instruct a girl to do miyun. Just to say it briefly, but I'm not even going to go through all the details, but briefly, there is going to be a circumstance where a girl is going to be married, not by her father. If a girl is married off by her father, that's a nisuin da'araisa. She's married off either by her brother or by her mother. The nisuin is a nisuin kitana. It's a nisuin midrabanan. And under those circumstances, she can, right before adulthood, she could be mamayin, and she could just simply refuse the marriage. It is something similar to an annulment. And basically now she could just simply say, I don't want to be in this institution of marriage, being that the construct of this marriage is only a din d'rabbanan, not a din d'araisa, and that is a possibility. It's called miyun. And under certain circumstances, it's a yibum circumstance, and Rashi goes through the details. So we're not only going to advise her to do miyun, but we're going to instruct her that she should do miyun, and again, it's because of a complication of yibum, which I'm not going to go through right now. That's halacha number one. After miyun, maybe yes. She's not a grusha. Okay, number two, shemasina saisha al pied echad. A woman could get married on the testimony of one witness. Her husband went away. Her husband did not come back. Reports of the death of her husband is only coming to us via eid echad, only through one witness. So she can get married. That's the last couple of parakim in Masechta Yevamos, which discusses this halacha in detail. But the Mishnah Adios is telling us it's halacha lamaisa, it's practical halacha. Number three, Val Tarnagosh, and it's called Yushalayim al-Shaharagas HaNefesh. The Torah describes if an ox kills a person, the ox is put to death. Is that halacha, that the ox is put to death limited to an ox, or does it apply other animals as well? Adis is given by Rav Yehuda ben Bava, it applies to all animals. Any animal that kills a human is going to be put to death. There was an incident where a tarnagol took the life of a katan, of a baby, and this tarnagol was put to death. And number four, Va'al Yain ben Arbeim Yomshin is Nasech al Gabe HaMizbeach. 40 days fermentation of the wine allows it to be offered on the Mizbeach. It's not considered, it's at that point in time considered fit to be offered onto the Mizbeach as Nesachim. And finally, number five, Al Tamishel Shachar Shekarav Be'arba Sha'os. And the Tamisha Shachar is offered bit arba shaos, right? Emphasis on the base. And that means to say that you can offer it even in the fourth hour. But that's it. In other words, you can't go beyond the fourth hour. So, Yeah, so that's exactly Gemara's point. Shema mina, advad bichlal, shema mina. So that tells us that now to the question of whether or not we go to either ad or ad va'ad, the Mishnah is telling us it's ad va'ad bichlal. Amar Rav Kahana Halacha k'Rav Yehuda hol v'tam b'bechir t'kavaseh. And the last comment the Gemara makes on this machlokus of when is the last time to say shachris. And the sub debate in terms of Rav Yehuda, whether it's ad va'ad bichlal. Number one, we pass like Rav Yehuda. Number two, it goes ad va'ad bichlal. Why? Because t'nam b'bechirta, because it was taught in the choice Mishnah. Choice Mishnah is the Gemara's description of Adios. Adios, Masechta Adios, which is at the end of Seder Nezikin, and we don't cover it in the Daf Yomi, but at the end of Masechta Adios, I'm sorry, the Mishnayos of Masechta Adios, or all testimonies that were given by various Tanayim about not only halachic discussions, but halachic conclusions. And since this was brought down in the Mishnah Adios, so therefore the halacha falls like Rav Yehuda, and on top of that, we also now know it's ad ve'ad bechlal. The Gemara now is going to be bothered by the following. The Gemara describes it as a Mishnah. It's not exactly a Mishnah. If you look at the side of the Gemara, it's a Mechilta. Okay, it's Medrash Halacha. It's in Parshas B'Shalach, and it's a description of the man. The Torah says regarding the man, V'chama Shemesh V'namas. So what happens is that when the sun starts rising, so the man starts melting. And so you want to collect the man before it starts melting. Good. So when is that the case? Meaning at what point in the time of day is the man start melting? Ba'arba shaos. So now the Mechilta is telling us that it started melting in the fourth hour. Now, atomer ba'arba shaos o'en ela b'shei shaos. Now, 4 hours or maybe the 6th hour. So kishu omer kechom ayom harei shei shaos amor. No. If we're talking about the 6 hours, so that would be kechom ayom, that would be the heat of the day. That would be a description of the 6th hour. But that's not the description of when the man starts to melt. The Torah says, V'cham ha-shemesh v'namas, not v'cham ayom. So, ha-mani mekayim v'cham ha-shemesh v'namas b'arbashos. So, it's going to be now arbashos. Now, so far so good, we learned to mechilta together in terms of when the man melts. What does that have anything to do with our discussion regarding shacharis? So, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, "Mani lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbanan." Who is the author of this position? I don't know. Doesn't seem to be like Rabbi Yehuda, nor does it seem like to be like the Chachamim. And the Gemara makes the argument because e Rabbi Yehuda ad arba shaos namit safrahi. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, so arba shaos is considered morning. How do I know that? Because Rabbi Yehuda allows for the davening of shacharis during 4 hours. So 4 hours is considered morning. And according to the Chachamim, so you have until midday, and that also is considered morning. Meaning, again, the assumption is that the tefillah of Shacharis is connected to the Tamid Shel Shacharis. And the Tamid Shel Shacharis is offered, obviously, in the morning. It's built into the name. It's the Tamid Shel Shacharis. So, the Gemara says, look, I can have this price going like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Chachamim. Ibai Seimer Rabbanan Amakra Baboker Baboker Chalcheil Shnei Bekarim. So the Gemara says, well, in the pasuk describing the carbon talmud, it says Baboker Baboker. And what you're going to do is you're going to take the morning from 6 a.m. until noon. And what you're going to do is they're both considered mornings. It's just simply morning A, morning B. Okay, two parts to the morning. And so therefore, when the Torah gives a description of the man melting, now the kichom hayom, sorry, not wrong pasuk, v'cham ha-shemesh v'namas, and that's bi'arba shaos, that means that as we are now entering into the fourth hour, the man starts melting, that's very good. Because what we're saying is that you're going to take the 6 hour period from 6 a.m. to noon, you're going to divide into two parts, so it's from 6 to 9 and from 9 to 12, and then what you're going to do is that you're going to simply say that Baboker, Baboker. From 6 to 9, that's part A of the morning, and from 9 to 12, that's part B. When does the month start melting? After part A, as we're entering into part B. That would be the brice of the Mechilta understood, if you're the sheet of the Chachamim. Ibai Semer Rabbi Yehuda, Hai Boker, Yisera, Lahaktim Lo Sha Achas. And the Gemara says, and if you're Rabbi Yehuda, so what you're going to say is that it's Boker Yisera. So granted, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have until the fourth hour. So that means from 9 to 10. And according to Rav Yehuda, that's still considered shachris, it's still considered morning. And as far as the mun is concerned, so that's boker yisera. It's given an additional boker just to be makdim, just to say that it's still morning, and it's a little bit, we have still a little bit morning left from 9 to 10, but still, at that point in time, the mun starts melting. Now, dekule ama mia v'chama shemesh v'namas ba'arba shaos. So my mashma. Now v'chama shemesh v'namas, the Gemara says, you know, we didn't debate in terms of when that is, meaning that's 9 a.m. That's into the fourth hour of the day. Like, how did you get there? So Amar v'acha bar Yaakov amakra v'chama shemesh v'namas. Ezu isha shah shemesh cham v'atzel sonein havel mar bar b'shaos. Because at 9 a.m., so it starts getting hot, but only if you're under the sun. Right? V'cham ha-shemesh. The sun is heating it up. Meaning, but if you're in the shade, so you're gonna be afforded some protection. After 9 a.m., it's gonna be hot everywhere, both in the sun and in the shade. So, but up until 9 a.m., you still get some relief from the sun if you're in the shade. That's how the Mechilta knew that this is a reference to approaching the fourth hour, but not into the fourth hour. Okay, Ad Kan, that takes us to the end of Shacharis in terms of Zmanim. The Gemara now has concluded that when it comes to Shacharis, you have until the fourth hour. We conclude the halacha to be like Rav Yehuda. And then, on top of that, in the fourth hour, we mean up to and including the fourth hour. Okay. Tefillas ha-mincha ad ha-erev. Now we're up to mincha. Am le-rev chisla Rav Yitzchak ha-sam ma'am rav kan halacha ki-Rav Yehuda. Ho v'tanam be-bechir ta-kavasei. Good. So as we just got done concluding, in terms of shacharis, you have up until midday. Sorry. You have up until dalet shaos. Why? The Mishnah Eidos corroborates that point. Hachamai, but here by mincha, so do we go like Rav Yehuda, which only allows you to daven mincha until plag, right? That would be on a perfect day, 4:45. Or do we go like the Chachamim, where you can daven until shkia? So ishtik v'lo amalei v'lo midi, no response. Am Rav Chista nechze anan. Midirav master shal Shabbos b'erav Shabbos mi ba'od yom. Now the Gemara here is going to be spending some time describing Rav's practice on Erev Shabbos. When would Rav daven Shabbos, meaning the Mariv of Shabbos, mi ba'od yom? Before the sunset. Shema mina, halachik Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, so what do you see over here that the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda? Because consider, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the last time you could have mincha? So again, on a perfect day, 4:45. The sun is not going to set for another hour and a quarter. I now understand how Rav can daven Mariv on Friday night where it's not night. Meaning he could back it up at a point in time between 4:45 and 6, even though the sun hasn't set yet. If, however, we paskin like the Chachamim, so then when's the last time you could daven mincha? 6 p.m., meaning when the sun sets. And now, when would Mariv be? Afterwards. So by virtue of the fact that Rav daven Mariv early on Friday night tells me that as far as mincha is concerned, he backs it up to plag. So Adrabba midrav huna v'rabban lave matzle ad orta shmamina in alachik Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, yeah, but you know, I can point to other Amoraim, Rav Huna and others, who did not daven Friday night early. It was only a Rav institution where he davened early on Friday night. But the other Amoraim didn't. So how should lo idmar hilchus lo kamar v'lo kamar, de'avad kamar avad, u'davad kamar avad. The Gemara says that since we do not have a definitive conclusion in terms of whether we paskin like Rav Yehuda or the Chachamim, so here we come to an interesting phenomenon in halacha, and that is dealer's choice. You can choose whether you're going to follow like the Shita of Rav Yehuda or you're going to follow like the Shita of the Chachamim. And it's fine. Either way is legitimate. If Plag HaMincha is going to be the end of the time that you're going to be davening Mincha, that's fine. So that means that 4:45 will be the last time you can daven Mincha. And it also means that after 4:45, you can pick it up and daven Mariv at that point in time as well. Masha Enkein, if you subscribe to the Chachamim, you'll have to 6 p.m. to daven Mincha, but you cannot daven Mariv until after 6 p.m. And you can go either way. Now, in terms of dealer's choice over here of the Gemara, this is where the Gemara now comes to a conclusion. Does the Gemara mean that you can choose on a daily basis? You can choose on a weekly basis? Or does it mean that you're going to choose for your life? And that will be it, and that will be your shita for you for the rest of your life. So if you read the Shulchan Aruch, I don't have a Shulchan Aruch in front of me. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you're going to choose la'olam. This will be your position that you're going to take on forever. And you can't just simply vacillate and go back and forth between the Rishita of Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim.
Can you change?
From the Shulchan Aruch's perspective, I don't know. In other words,
you can't go back and forth. Maybe that's the
Nachmanin
as opposed to
the Well, again, I'm just talking about, right? just talking about in terms of a personal consistency, the Shulchan Aruch says you must choose a path and go down that one path. Okay, as we all know, right, on Erev Shabbos, many have the minug of making early Shabbos, especially in the summer. And in doing so what they do is they're going to daven mincha before plag, and they're going to daven ma'ariv after plag. And that obviously is not their normal pattern. So in other words, does that conform with the Shulchan Aruch? And the answer is probably not so much. Meaning, it's not clear whether the Shulchan Aruch would be happy with such a practice or not, but that is minug, that's minug Yisrael, in which we've adopted that. Where it gets much more problematic, and many have the custom of doing this, and it's not a modern phenomena. This has been going on for ages, for centuries. Sometimes on Erev Shabbos, people daven plaga mincha. People daven mincha after plaga mincha, and they'll daven ma'ariv before shkia. And that's now in one day's time being inconsistent between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. You're taking a Chachamim viewpoint regarding mincha, and you're taking a Rav Yehuda viewpoint during ma'ariv in the same plaga mincha period. So that is what's called in halacha tarte de sasre, where you are adopting both opinions at the same time. Many have the custom of doing so. And again, it's not a modern phenomenon. It goes back to Europe. Rishonim already had already dealt with and addressed this issue. And I just touched on it. And we're going to go on to the Gemara. Rav Ikla Lebei Geneva Vitzalei Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. So Rav went to the yeshiva of Geneva, and he davened on Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, meaning Mariv, he davened early, late Friday afternoon. Vavamasi Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'arba Lachore de Rav V'siyem Rav V'lo Paske Letzusei. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'arba was right behind Rav. Rav concluded Shmona Esrei. What do you normally do at the conclusion of Shmona Esrei? You back it up. You take three steps backwards. He didn't back it up. V'lo Paske Letzusei. De Rabbi Yirmiyah, and he did not want to interrupt the Shmona Esrei of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Shema mina tla, shema mina. So the Gemara says three concluding points from this incident. Number one, Mesfal Adam Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. A person may daven Friday night Mariv early, just like Rav did. Number two, shema mina Mesfal Talmid Achorei Rabo. It would be permissible for a student to daven right behind his Rebbe, as Rabbi Yirmiyah daven right behind Rav. And finally, number three, Shema Mina Asur Lavor Keneged Mispalim. Somebody's davening. You cannot walk in front of somebody who's davening. In other words, he has four amos, as we're going to see the number four amos coming up in just a moment. He has four amos in front of him, which is basically a do not disturb sign placed right in front of his tefillah. Because if you go and you walk right in front of him, you're going to be disturbing his kavana. So you're not allowed to walk in front of him. It also means that if you're davening right in front of somebody and he's still in the Shmona Esrei and you finish your Shmona Esrei, so to back up into his Dal Amos would distract him. It would distract him from his concentration. You have to wait.
What's the problem with Talmud?
We're going to get there. We're going to get there. Misayilei l'Rav Yeshua ben Levi, d'amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, asur la'adam la'aver keneged mispalim. And the Gemara says, Rav Yeshua ben Levi also says over this halacha that you're not allowed to walk in front of someone who's davening. Now the Gemara says, I saw Rav Ami and Rav Asi, and they passed right in front. The Gemara says, you got the story wrong. Rabbi Ami and Rav Asi chutzar ba'amasu dechalfei. No, they weren't walking directly in front of somebody davening. In other words, again, there's four amos. Four amos, somewhere 6 to 8 feet. So in front of a person davening, 6 to 8 feet, that is a do not disturb zone. You can walk in front of the person as long as you are further than 6 to 8 feet in front of that person. Rav Yirmiyah heichav and hachiv amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav la'olam ha'ispal adam. Now the Gemara says, now as far as Rav Yehuda is concerned, I'm curious. How did he do that? He davened, Rav Yirmiyah davened right behind Rav. I thought you're not allowed to do that. The Gemara says, and the Gemara quotes in B'Shem Rav. La'olam ha'ispal adam azman. We turn to the topic of Zayin Med Beis. Lo keneged Rabo, you're not allowed to daven alongside your Rebbe. Why not? Rashi writes, keneged Rabo, top Rashi. Eitzel Rabo, umara ki'ilu him shavim. Yeah, me and him, we're on the same level. No, you're not. He's your Rebbe. So don't daven next to him. V'lo achorei Rabo, and don't daven behind your Rebbe. Rashi writes over here, Nami Yehurai. So it is arrogant to daven immediately behind your Rebbe. Tosos takes a slightly different approach. V'lo achorei Rabo, perish Rashi mishum yuavra. V'yesh mefarshinira kimishtachavila Rabo. Tosos says, it looks like you're bound to your Rebbe. So therefore, for either the reason provided by Rashi, arrogance or toshos, because it looks like you are deifying your Rebbe, so therefore you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to daven behind your Rebbe. V'tanya, we looked at another brisa, Rebbe Eliezer, Amar Mespal Chol Rabbo, Vanosin Shalom Rabbo. If you daven behind your Rebbe, or extending a hello to your Rebbe, extending a disrespectful hello to your Rebbe, right? Saying hello to your Rebbe is good. It's the disrespectful hello to your Rebbe. V'amachter Shalom L'Rabbo, or just simply to return a greeting from your Rebbe, but again, in a disrespectful manner. V'acholek al yeshiva so, or shal Rabbo, or arguing with your Rebbe. V'omer davar shel shamay mipi Rabbo, or misquoting your Rebbe. So garim l'shchina shenistalek me'Yisrael. So it causes the Shechina to leave the Jewish people. And so therefore the Gemara now has treated us to numerous halachas in terms of where you can daven relative to your Rebbe. And the answer is pretty much nowhere. Nowhere. You can't daven to the side. You can't daven behind.
They don't say that front.
They don't talk about in front. It would seem to be. There has to be some limit. I'm with you. Okay. So anyway. So good. So the problem, of course, is that Rav Yirmiyahu would daven right behind Rav, and that we just pointed out, and we quoted Rav. We just pointed out that you're not allowed to do. So to which the Gemara's response is, Shani Rabbi Yisrael Bar Abba, I'm sorry, Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba, the Tamil Chavar Hava, Vahainu Dekamale Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba La Rav. And the Gemara says he wasn't just a Tamil, he was a Tamil Chavar, meaning started off as a student and ended up becoming a colleague of Rav. And I'll show you that this is so because look at the following exchange that occurred between Rav Yirmiyahu and Rav. Rav Yirmiyahu says to Rav, Mi Badilt, did you make Havdalah? Now, exactly what happened over there, we're going to clarify in just a moment. Right now, we're just looking at the tone and the phrase that he used it to speak to him. So, Amar Le'in Bedilna, and he said, yes, I made Havdalah. Now, again, we're going to get to the halachic, what was the question, what was the answer? But V'lo Amar Mi Bedilt Mar. Now, you saw that it was not a formal exchange that occurred between them. If they had a Talmud Rebbe relationship, so the question would have been, Mi Bedilt Mar. By virtue of the fact that they just simply said me bedilt, so you see that they had an informal and casual relationship that colleagues would have with one another, and it wasn't a student Rebbe relationship. So as far as Rav Yirmiyahu davening right behind Rav, Talmud Chaver, he was a colleague. Started as a student, but ends up being a colleague, and that justifies his positioning of where he was during davening. Okay, now. Correct. Okay.
I don't think he was talking about Abdullah. I think he was talking about because it was Friday night.
Correct. So, okay. So,
working.
So now, right. So, okay, good. So now let's go back to what exactly that exchange was. We only brought it down just to show the kind of relationship they have. But now, so let's examine exactly what was asked from Rav Yirmiyahu to Rav. The question was as follows. As we already just went over, Rav davened his Mariv on Friday night early. It wasn't Friday night. It was late Friday afternoon, and Rav davened. And he davened Mariv. And the question Rav Yirmiyahu asked him is, Mi Badilt, did you separate? Meaning, did you stop working now on that Friday night? And Rav's response is, yep, I did. Now, you could say over here that he was Mekabel Shabbos early.
Nice.
Now, you could say that, by the way, and that would be everyone's thought in terms of what's going on over here in the Gemara, because that's what we do. In other words, we're Mekabel Shabbos early. You'll notice it's a great observation. Plus, it also happens to be the Shita of the Rambam as well, that the Tosefis Shabbos, which is an idea which we all think is like an absolute, like who argues on this idea of Tosefis Shabbos? The Gemara never uses the words Tosefis Shabbos, never. The Gemara does talk about adding to a day in terms of Kedusha, but only one day of the year, Yom Kippur. That's it. The Gemara never really introduces us to this idea of Tosefes Shabbos. I know we're all hardwired to think that there's such an idea of Tosefes Shabbos. And according to most Rishonim, there is. But just observe as the Gemara over here never uses the words Tosefes Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Mi Bedilmar. So did you separate from work? So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, and he said, yes, I did. Umi Badil Va'amar Rabbi Avin Pamachas Hispal Rabbi Shal Shabbos Be'er V'Shabbos V'Nichnas L'Merchas V'Yatzah V'Shan Lo Pirkin V'Adayin Lo Chashcha. So the Gemara says, I'm going to give the following report of Rav. Here's what he did. He davened Mariv early on Friday afternoon. Okay, late Friday afternoon, he davened Mariv early. And then I'm telling you what he did. He went to the Shvitz. And then after he came out of the Shvitz, so then he taught, he gave shir, And it can't be that he accepted Shabbos. You go to the bathhouse after your Mekabel Shabbos? Can't be. So the Gemara says, I'm a Rava, who the Nichnas Lazia, Vekorim Gzerahava. So the Gemara says, it can be. I know you said it can't be, but it can be. You're not allowed to take a bath on Shabbos. It's Gzerah Derabanan. Okay, the Balanim, the bath attendants back in the day. So they weren't the most honest of people. And if you gave them the opportunity to heat up the water on Shabbos, they would. And they did. And so therefore the Chachamim and Gzerah that you're not allowed to take a bath on Shabbos, even in water that was warmed and heated before Shabbos. Included in that Gzerah, but coming at a later developmental time, was that you're not only not allowed to take a bath on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to go for Shvitz on Shabbos. So back in the day, and I say back in the day, by the way, the previous generation, they loved it. Okay, it's not that popular nowadays, but you go into the Shvitz, you go and you sweat. And so this was popular back in the day. Rav went for the Shvitz. And at that point in time, the Gzerah did not extend to being Maziah, to perspiration. The Gzerah was only actually taking a bath. But if you want to go for a Shvitz, at one point historically, that would have been fine on Shabbos. And that's where we caught Rav. In this in-between period of time where the Gzerah was for not taking a bath, but there was no Gzerah yet for being Maziah. Okay. Eni, the Gemara says now, so the Gemara says, okay, but I'm going to give you another episode. Again, there was a tefillah that was said, and it was Friday, late Friday afternoon. And after that, the question was, can I do malacha? And Abaye's answer was, sure. Lekavruye sale. I'm not exactly sure what it is. Steaming baskets, right? Rashi. La'ashen osan begafris. Okay, I'm not really sure what we're talking about, steaming baskets. It involved a malacha. That part I get. And so, how can that be? Meaning, Rav Yirmi asked the question to Rav, after you daven Marv early on Friday night, were you mekabel Shabbos? Did you stop doing malacha? And his answer was yes. Okay. And as far as him going to the Shvitz, there wasn't a gzera yet on going to the Shvitz. Over here, Abai is allowing a person to do malacha after he was Mekabel Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Ta'usa Havai. He thought it was actually Friday night. When he davened Mariv, he thought that we were Poshkia. He didn't realize that it just got really cloudy and it got really dark outside, but it was really still day. And then when he saw that the clouds dissipated and the sun came out, he's like, ooh, okay, I wasn't ready to be Mekabel Shabbos. And so it was a Ta'usa, it was a mistake. So to which the Gemara says, okay, good, it's a mistake. V'tausa mihadra, already it was a mistake. But he was Mekabel Shabbos. And doesn't that end the discussion? The Gemara says, V'amar avidam pamachas, niskashu shamayim v'avim, kesurim ha'am lomar chashechahu, v'nichnus lebeis hamkinesus, v'izbal shomotu Shabbos b'Shabbos. Gemara tells the following episode, it was Shabbos afternoon, late Shabbos afternoon, and it got really dark outside. Okay, so we all went to shul midav ma'ariv. I'm Motzei Shabbos, thinking Shabbos is over. And then what happened is, again, clouds dissipated and the sun came out and we realized we daven Maariv early. And it's still Shabbos. V'nispazu ha'avim v'zarcha chamo v'av v'shalo Rebbe v'amar hol v'ispalu ispalu. Now Rebbe says, okay, you davened already, meaning you don't have to go back and daven. But as far as Shabbos is concerned, so clearly it's still Shabbos. So shani tzibur d'lama t'rachin en lehu. So the Gemara says, okay, as far as the tzibur is concerned, so the tzibur made a mistake. You're not going to be matriach the entire tzibur to daven again. And so therefore the Mariv that they said counts. But as far as an individual is concerned, an individual davened at the wrong time, and now he realized he made a mistake. So number one, he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos if it was done b'taos. Number two, he's going to need to daven Mariv again. Okay. Adkan, that takes us to the end of the Gemara's discussion. No, not the end. Sorry. A pause in the Gemara's discussion regarding davening mincha. What is the proper time to daven mincha? Do we subscribe to Rav Yehuda? The answer is you could. In other words, you could choose, you can elect to subscribe to Rav Yehuda in terms of plaga mincha being the time. The Gemara tells us that Rav davened Friday night Mariv early before sunset, presumably because he subscribes to the Shita of Rav Yehuda, because you're allowed to. And then the question becomes, what about stopping malach after you daven Mariv early? What we call being Mekabel Shabbos early. We call it Tosefa Shabbos. I made the observation already. It's that the Gemara never uses the words Tosefa Shabbos. And the question now of if you daven not realizing it's the right time, do you have to go back and daven again for a tzibur? The answer is no. For an individual, it sounds like from the Gemara, the answer is yes. Amar Rabbi Chia bar Avin, Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos, Rav Shabbos, Rav Yoshe Matzli Shal Mosei Shabbos, B'Shabbos. The Gemara now is going to give the reports of both Rav and Rav Yoshe. Rav davened Mariv early on Friday night, that we've already established. And Rav Yoshe davened his Mariv early on Motzei Shabbos. Now, Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos, Rav Shabbos, Amar Kiddush Alakos, Oein Omer Kiddush Alakos. Now, the Gemara says, is he going to make Kiddush that early in the morning? That early in the evening? Sorry. So, to which the Gemara's answer is Tashma. Well, let's see. And it's so interesting because, again, to us, the Gemara's question seems a little bit strange. What do you mean? If he davened Mariv early, wasn't he Mekabel Shabbos early? And the Gemara is basically asking, not necessarily. Meaning it could just simply be that he davened Mariv early. Tashma, Damar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Mespal, Adam, Shal Shabbos, Rav Shabbos, V'Amar Kedusha, Alakos V'Yilchus HaKavaseh. So the Gemara quotes in the name of Rav Nachman that the answer is yes. Yes, you could daven. You could daven Marv early, and you could say Kiddush Alakos. And again, we call that making early Shabbos. We call it Tosefa Shabbos. But the Gemara, for a moment, thought maybe they're separate. Maybe you daven Marv early, but you daven Marv early. That may not, in fact, impact Shabbos. But the Gemara's response is no. You can also say Kiddush early as well. Rabbi Yoshe Amasli Shomosli Shabbos B'Shabbos Omer Avdala Kos. We know Omer Avdala Kos. Now let's go to the other side of Shabbos. So you daven Marv early on Motzei Shabbos. Shabbos is not over. Right? And you see, by the way, and this part of the Gemara is confusing, and I readily admit it. Because you see over here that Mariv may not necessarily correlate with either the beginning nor the end of Shabbos. Over here, you daven Mariv Shabbos, you daven Mosei Shabbos Mariv early. No way is the Gemara going to entertain for a moment that Shabbos has come to a conclusion. Shabbos ends when Shabbos ends. And so, okay, so you see on the back end that even though you daven Mariv early, which is a possibility, Rav Yoshe did it, so Shabbos is not over yet. But the question still is, okay, I understand that. But can I make Havdalah early? Now, can I make Havdalah early? Now, just, right? In other words, we normally have in our head that Havdalah said Ala Eish, which is correct. So over here, you can't do that. The Gemara is, in this Gemara's entertainment, that we're going to be saying Havdalah early, but not using Eish. You can't. So Tashma the Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Mespal Adam Shomotzei Shabbos B'Shabbos V'Amar Avdal Alakos. So the Gemara says, yeah, you could daven Marv early on Motzei Shabbos, and you could say Avdal Alakos. Amar Rav Zera Amar Rav Asi Amar Rav Elazar Amar Rabbi Chanina Amar Rav. Bitzad Haino Bitzad Amar Zem His Pal Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yosi Shal Shabbos Be'er of Shabbos. And right over here, I'm telling you, right over here, he pointed to a particular place in the shul in the base measures where Rabbi Yishmael davened early. He davened Shal Shabbos Be'er of Shabbos. He davened Friday night Mariv early. Ki asa Ula Amar Bitzad Tamra Hava La Velo Bitzad Amud Hava. So Ula says, I'm going to make just a couple of corrections over here regarding the story that you just told. So it was by the day tree, it wasn't by the pillar. Velo Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Hava Ela Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yosi. And you got the wrong son of Rabbi Yosi. It wasn't Rabbi Shmuel, it was Rabbi Lazar. Velo Shal Shabbos Be'er of Shabbos Hava Ela Shal Motzei Shabbos B'Shabbos Hava. And it wasn't that he davened an early Friday night Mariv, you davened an early Motzei Shabbos Mariv. So, okay, so aside from those few details, you got the story right. Good. I'm with you. You said it. You get, right? You just simply say before Shabbos ends. Right. The reciting of Mariv on Friday night and the reciting of Mariv on Motzei Shabbos, it's connected to the beginning and end of the Shabbos, but it's not the cause of the beginning and end of Shabbos. Meaning Shabbos begins when Shabbos begins, Shabbos ends when Shabbos ends. And in terms of saying Mariv, so you could be around that area, but again, it's not going to cause the end. So, and again, by the way, I know I'm not trying to confuse, and it's not my interest. I'm always interested in trying to simplify the Gemara and make it as clear as possible. But as far as Mariv is, as far as Havdalah is concerned, clearly when you're saying Havdalah early, you're not ending Shabbos. In other words, there's a mitzvah to say Havdalah as you approach the end of Shabbos. He said Havdalah. Okay, that doesn't mean the Shabbos came to an end. In fact, this I could say clearly. Shabbos has not come to an end. So now on the front end of Shabbos, when you're saying Kiddush on Friday night, so it could very well be, in other words, we're just now entertaining the same thing. You said Kiddush, even though now it's early, even you daven Mariv early, could be it's not Shabbos yet. I know we don't think like that, but I'm just saying I'm opening that possibility. Right, so presumably, now that you write your daven Maariv and you said Avdalah, so you can presumably you can eat now because you did your mitzvos that were required to do. In terms of malacha, you have to wait till Shabbos is over.
It could be mekabel Shabbos.
When I was in the spring, I was told like a daven Maariv, right. 11 o'clock. Right. Don't make Avdalah until the next
right,
day.
Right. Correct. Correct. Right. The Shabbos never ends. Okay. Let's just go one more. One more station. So Maariv, Tfilas Haariv, Ein La Keva. Okay, so Maariv does not have a Keva. So my Ein La Keva, Ilema, Di'i Bai Masli Kule Laila. So the Gemara says, what, you have all night to daven, listen to Tfilas Haariv, Kule Laila. The Mishnah should articulate and state clearly, you have all night to daven Maariv. So Ela, my Ein La Keva, Kamanda Amar Tfilas Haariv, Rishos. So the Gemara says, well, what the Mishnah means when it says that Maariv Ein La Keva, it's talking about the obligation to daven Maariv. It is Rishos, it's optional. Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Tfilas Haariv is Rabbi Gamliel Amar Chover Rabbi Yeshua Amar Rishos, and it's a machlokes hatanaim between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel says it's an obligation. Rabbi Yeshua says it's optional. Amar Abai Halacha Kedivrei Amar Chova Rav Amar Halacha Kedivrei Amar Rishos. It's a machlokes amarayim between Abai and Rava, whether we subscribe to Rabbi Gamliel or like Rabbi Yeshua. Rava subscribes like Rabbi Yeshua that Tfilas Maariv is a Rishos. Tosus over here, and this is not the first time Tosus said it in our perek, which is amazing because we're only the second daf in our perek. But Tosa says already, this is the second time now Tosa has made this point. When the Gemara says that Maariv is a Rishus, what it means is that it's not volitional whether you can or you cannot say Maariv. You need to say Maariv every night, says Tosfos. Lav dafka Rishus elaka debrishus la'el, but you go back to yesterday's daf, and where Tosa says that it's Rishus, meaning that if there is a counter consideration to Maariv, so therefore Maariv is always going to take a back seat to any other consideration. When I say consideration, I mean mitzvah consideration. So Maariv is not as much an obligation as Shacharis and Mincha. So the Gemara's Rishus says Tosos is a relative term only to Shacharis and Mincha, but you need to say Maariv. That's Tosos' understanding of the Gemara's conclusion over here, that Maariv is a Rishus. Tomorrow morning when we begin, we're going to start off tomorrow with one of the most famous stories in Shas, Rami Gamliel, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, to begin tomorrow, the beginning of tomorrow's year.